I stripped back reality and literally spoke to fear. Not my fear, but fear. In this video, I'm going to tell you about my ayahuasca trip. The things that I'm going to talk about is stripping back and seeing what reality actually is and how we're manifesting existence. How creation is created. I'm going to talk about fear. Not my fear, but fear itself in all of existence. What the difference between evolution and progression is. So you can understand if you are actually just progressing in something or actually evolving as a human being. By the end of this video, you're going to have such a big understanding of growth and how to actually grow and succeed and many other things as well. So let's not waste any more time and get right into it. So if you don't know me, my name is Ariane. I'm a transformational mindset coach and spiritual teacher. I teach people how to change their mindset, how to raise self-awareness, and be able to manifest any reality that they want to. This is so you can get your wealth and abundance or your love that you're seeking. Now, before I start telling you about a trip, I need to tell you a little bit of a backstory. This is my first time I've done ayahuasca, but I have done other plant medicines before. I've done mushrooms and weed. Now, weed is something that I never do anymore. But every time I do mushrooms, I always not only integrate, because with me being a healer and a transformational coach, I'm continuously teaching people how to integrate through raising self-awareness anyway. So when I do any form of plant medicine, I still integrate and I still heal. But my main part of my journey, the main thing that I'm experiencing when doing these medicines is learning about reality, learning how it works, how we create it or how we manifest. So before my ayahuasca trip, every time I did mushrooms, I learned more and more. And in those teachings, I actually stripped back reality. I've seen that we are the code that creates this reality. Similar to a website. If you ever go on a website, you don't see code. You see the expression of that code manifested. That's how we're creating reality. Our internal world that we get to through our imagination is the code. That's where all our thoughts and beliefs and knowings are. And that code is what is creating or manifesting reality, which is essentially the web browser. This is why you hear you can't change what's happening in the 3D through the 3D. You have to go internally and change yourself. And then you will see a reflection of that change in your external world. So part of my journey is removing the manifested reality that we touch and interact with. The matter that you see in space-time. And whenever I do that, there's nothingness. And it's very hard and weird to describe nothingness, because nothingness inherently in itself is nothing. So I can't describe nothing, because by describing it, it would make it a thing. There's a lot of things also that we just can't understand as human. And I'm trying to human all of the teachings as best as I can. So I see the nothingness. This always kind of brought some fear to me, because it can get to a place of feeling solely alone, which has a lot of fear to it. So through my journey, I've worked up to the place where I can kind of experience that. So one of the first things I had to do was get over the fear of that. Now, in my reality, coming up to the ayahuasca trip, I had a lot of messages from the universe about fear and being brave and moving forward, even though it's there. And it's part of my teachings anyway, but it was kind of like extra. It was so much more enhanced. So I knew something was coming up with fear. I didn't know what. So the first thing I had to do was get over, or better yet, integrate my fear in regards to being in the nothingness. And that's essentially basically like kind of what we started. It was like, all right, let's go. Boom. And we started that. So again, everything was stripped back and I was in the nothingness, and I understood that I needed to stay in the nothingness until I was okay, which was terrifying. But that's the whole point. I was there to understand and tame fear. And I did. I eventually got to the place where I was okay being in the nothingness. And the nothingness is darkness, because it's nothing. That's the representation of nothingness for me. Now, throughout the night, for about 6 weeks now, or maybe even 2 months, I've been taping my mouth shut. I do snore at night, which isn't the best for my partner. And I've learned about the health benefits, so I do tape my mouth at night. Now, taping your mouth through the night, you're essentially reprogramming yourself to, by default, breathe through your nose and not your mouth. Huge health benefits of that. If you're interested, look into it. And what I was being told by the universe at that point was, you need to breathe through your mouth. I know you've been learning to breathe through your nose, but for what's coming up next, you need as much oxygen as you can get in. I was like, okay, what's happening? And out of nowhere, everything started shaking. My entire reality, which at that stage was nothingness, started shaking. The nothingness started shaking. Look, I told you, this isn't all going to make perfect sense because I'm trying to human it, and humans don't have the capacity to fully understand it. So everything was shaking, and I realized, like, oh my God, my body in itself is completely shaking, and everything is just like expanding into shakiness. That's the only way that I can describe it. And what I realized was that I was really close to fear. Not the emotion of fear, but the energy fear. Now, the energy fear is what we call the opposite of the energy love. This reality is contrast, yin yang, positive, negative. And negative doesn't necessarily mean bad, it's just a state. Everything in reality is contrast. You cannot feel happy without feeling sad. You cannot feel good without feeling bad. There is a polar opposite to everything in reality. If that wasn't the case, there would be absolutely no growth. So in order to grow, you got to start somewhere and then eventually arrive somewhere else. That is contrast. The two energies that create reality of contrast, again, these are just energies, like a battery. Let's call it positive and negative. And again, negative doesn't mean bad, it's just a state of energy. And these both are the energy that creates life, but not just life, all creation. Every single bit of creation that exists is created by these two energies. What we've called the positive state of these energies is love. And this is like the love-based energies that we have. You create through love. The love-based energy feelings are the ones that are like love, enlightenment, joy. Those are the higher vibrational energy frequencies that we feel. And the opposite of the love energy, and in this example, if we're calling the love energy the positive of the battery, the negative of the battery, that state, not negative as in bad, just the state, we call fear. And this is the energy state that you tap into when you are feeling the fear-based emotion, despair, anger, like fear itself, guilt, all of the lower vibrational frequencies. What I was going towards, and I realized that was right in front of me, was fear. This energy state, fear. And when I was there, I was getting closer and closer. And the closer I got to it, everything was shaking more. I felt like my entire body was on fire. And I had to breathe harder through my mouth, in and out. And in that moment, it was either run away and be consumed by fear or stay with it. I'm very hardcore with all of this stuff. And I'm very much someone who lives by their teaching. So I stayed with it. And eventually, instead of being at the side of me, I became aligned with it. I was breathing and my body was shaking. I'd never forget, I instantly started sweating so much. It was like I was in the center of a bonfire because I was in fear. Now, your internal you, the spirit you access through your imagination. And in your imagination, any communication that you get from the universe will be expressed to you the way that you understand it. For me, fear was represented to me as like this wolf with red eyes. And in that moment, I had to tame fear. This is why the universe's messages that it kept sending me before this ayahuasca trip was all about being brave and moving forward, not running away. So I stayed with fear. And the more I stayed, the calmer it got. And without even me asking or doing anything, it just eventually went away. Now that was terrifying to me, but being there and seeing it and understanding it, I learned so much. I learned that fear is such a formidable power energy. It is literally half of all of energy that creates reality. You've got love and you've got fear. And to believe that love creates reality 100% is wrong. Fear is just as powerful. The energy of fear that we call fear. I'm not talking about being scared. I'm talking about the energy we call fear. There was a huge amount of respect that I gained for fear. My understanding of the energy of fear, which is so far away from any teachings that I've ever heard, listened to, seen, or that exists in my knowledge in humanity. It was so foreign to connect with this energy. It felt like I discovered something new, but I also know that I haven't. I didn't. It's just we don't really talk about it, and our understanding of it is so far away. This energy that creates reality that we all try to get away from and we all try to run away from and make bad is phenomenal. It's so beautiful and powerful. And then I learned how it actually comes out. And I was shown like this kind of energy ball, which is fear. And then I saw these strings coming out of it, and it represented like different ways that it comes into reality. And it comes into reality through anger, through rage, through despair, through jealousy. It gave me so much compassion and understanding for people that are stuck in fear, the people that want to fight all the time, the people that are angry all the time. For me, there was this kind of like, oh, it's this evil thing that's trying to sway us into living in fear. Kind of like what you would hear in religion about like the devil or the devil's tricks. That's in that moment how I was kind of seeing it, but at the same time, I still had a lot of respect for it. Now, the ayahuasca ceremony is actually in two ceremonies. There's the first night and then the second night. That was the first night. So many other things happened as well, but I'm not necessarily going to share that with you guys. That's for myself and a lot of teachings that eventually will come out. And then I integrated as much as I could, and we were on the second day. The second day, went back to the same thing, the same place, and then I drank the medicine. And when the medicine kicked in, it was the same thing again. It was kind of a, right, we're going to continue the lesson of fear. And I realized that one of the choices that I made, one of the decisions that I made about this lifetime was to learn about fear, was to expand and understand fear, not the emotion, the energy of fear, or that we've called fear. Literally could have called it something else, but I understand why we called it fear. So again, I was shown the contrast of existence, reality, how it was love and fear. And the way that I was shown is like love at the top is kind of like yellowish, reddish light, like a sunset, like an orange sunset. And then it gradiented to a color at below, at the bottom, which is what fear is. And it gradiented to that kind of sunset orangey color into black. And obviously this is all of reality. So everywhere that I looked had started with like the gradient of like a black cloud and then went into like dark black. And I was taken right to the bottom of the dark black. And as I was there, I was going through and I was seeing how so many souls are stuck in this dark black part of creation. And I was being shown of all of the different ways that people are trying to get out of it, but they can't. And if you've watched things like Dolores Cannon, you would have heard things like souls being stuck on the wheel of karma. And that's why a lot of souls are stuck in fear, the energy, not necessarily the emotion. And as I was going through, I was just seeing the brilliance, and I could feel the brilliance of this energy and how it can create reality. I'm very fascinated by this stuff. So when I see things like this, it's just like, ah, to me. And I'm sure it would be for you as well, because this is insane, seeing how reality is created. And with this newfound respect that I have for fear and everything that I'm experiencing, I had this like, oh my God, appreciation for fear. And I was in the blackness of fear. And I was like, just looking around going like, you know what, fear? You're amazing. You're outstanding that you can create reality the way that you can. It's phenomenal. And then I had this moment of like, you know what? I love you. I absolutely love you. And I hugged the energy that we call fear. And as soon as I did that, the whole of energy of fear just kind of wrapped around me. And it changed from black into green. Everything was green. And then it all started being built around me and kind of like lifted me up and gave me this armor, this green armor. And I kind of like became kind of like a transformer. But again, this is the expression, my way of expressing to myself what's actually happening. And by me, I mean the universe. And there was this huge integration. Now, if you've experienced integration, you'll understand that you actually feel that within yourself, within your physical body. Now, I felt it within my physical body, but I also, for the first time, felt it in my spiritual body, which is something I've never experienced before. And all I could describe as the way that I felt was that I felt I was so much more integrated in existence, in reality. I felt like I was in the center of love and fear, like integrated. The pendulum wasn't swung one way too much or the other. I was integrated with reality in that moment, which was insane. And then I started to speak to the energy that we call fear. And it wasn't a wolf like I originally experienced or saw in my first day. Now, I didn't see what it was. I could just communicate to that energy. And I was speaking to fear. As I spoke to fear, it was kind of a, like, I was like, oh, you're fear. You're okay. Like, you're not scary. You're not bad. You're not evil. And fear went, yeah, I'm just energy. I'm just the other energy of creation. And there was even humor in it. Fear said, yeah, I get a bad rep. Everyone thinks that I'm out to get them. And that's when I was shown how people are actually stuck in fear on the wheel of karma, which is all to do with free will. Now, I understood free will. I was different from understanding something in your mind intellectually and understanding something in your heart. Up until this point, I only understood free will intellectually in my mind. I felt the understanding at this point. The energy that we call fear exists so we can experience the lower vibrational emotions that we've named, so we can experience growth. But we are using our own free will to tap into these energies. We're using our own free will to tap into love or fear. Now, what I've said is extremely broad. It's true what I've said, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's your fault. And if you've watched my videos before, you'll know that even though that the way that reality works is a choice, that doesn't necessarily mean you're even aware of the choice that you're making. Everything in reality is a key to tap into energy. Now, I teach this in my online course, The Cheat Code, as well. Whatever you're doing, you're tapping into energy, whether that's a thought or an action. If you're playing a sport that you really enjoy, through playing that sport, you are tapping into joy. That sport is your key to tap into the energy of joy, which is a love-based energy. It's the same for fear-based energy. If you are stuck in self-doubt and you're making so many different things mean that you are not good enough, then you're tapping into the lower vibrational energies. It might be despair, it might be anger, it might be guilt, it might be fear, as the energy fear. But that's something that we're doing ourselves. Most of the time, it is being done unconsciously. So by just deciding that you don't want to consciously, yes, that's a great thing, but unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily just work like that. You can't watch this now and go, you know what? I'm never going to do that again, because you don't know of all the ways that you are doing it unconsciously. So when I say things like it's to do with the choice you're making, it's not you doing wrong. You were never taught this stuff. I was never taught this stuff. No one was ever taught this stuff. This is why I always talk about the importance of self-awareness, learning how to raise self-awareness, learning how to integrate, because that's how you actually stop deciding to keep yourself in fear-based energies. You need to resolve what is unresolved. The parts of yourself that are unresolved are unconscious to you. They are the ones that are stuck in these lower vibrational energy frequencies. So even though it is unconscious to you, it still is you making that choice. Now, to take it even further, that is actually amazing, because what it does is it shows you that you have that power. It would be so powerless if you are not the reason why this is happening. What's powerful is knowing that the unconscious parts of yourself, which is keeping you in these lower vibrational frequencies, you can bring to the light of your consciousness and you can change that. That's where your power is. Understanding that you can actually get to these parts of yourself to change your unconscious thoughts, choices. We use our free will to latch on, to remain in fear. Now, at the end of this video, I will talk more about what you can do to really truly integrate and get to these parts of yourself and raise self-awareness. But for now, I'm going to continue on about my experience. Now, talking to fear and learning all of this, I then realized that, hang on, well, when I first came to you yesterday, I saw you as a wolf and I was terrified. Everything was uncontrollable. And then I learned that that is what I was doing. Again, this is so powerful because it showed me that I was doing that. I am creating that reality, which is insanely powerful because it's me. If I choose to create a different reality, I can. But it's not wrong that I was creating that reality. It's actually really good. Fear is a phenomenal tool. It's amazing. It should always exist. It saves your life over and over again. I realized that it was my perception thinking that fear comes out like the devil and influences people. That was my perception of it. But that's not what's actually going on. What's actually going on is people are tapping into what we call fear and remaining in there because it's familiar to them, or because they don't want to feel their pain or even go towards their pain, or because they just don't know what's happening. It's not understood. All the things you see on social media, in the news, everything that is a fear-based way of controlling you is designed to make you remain where you are. Everything is making you use your free will to create a reality where you cannot progress or get out of it. And it's everywhere. It's on the billboards, it's in the TV, it's in social media, it's on the news, it's in the magazines, newspapers, indoctrinated in societal behaviors and beliefs. It's in your cultures, in your religions. It's everywhere, all created to keep you where you are. And fear was saying, yeah, I've got a bad rep because everyone believes that I'm the one keeping everyone here. And it's not. Fear is just existence, existing. It's just that's the part of existence that exists to do what that is. And then from there, I moved on to the next teachings. And again, throughout this whole time, I'm like integrating and healing as well. I'm catching myself being a certain way, finding these parts of myself and integrating. I actually have a very unique style of integrating when I'm on plant medicine, which I've not seen anywhere in reality at all. And I will eventually make a video about that. It's going to be part of my teachings as well for when I do retreats. From there, I got taken to what I can only describe as being the driver's seat of creating reality. Now, there are two essentially realities that we're all creating, and I will come back to that in a moment. When I was in this position, I realized, like, I was like, it kind of like just put me like above everything, which is weird because there is no above, but I was like presented as being above everything, kind of like in the driver's seat of reality being created. And I was like, oh, this is great. I can create anything I want. All right, well, let's do it. And I was just looking around and there was no controls and no instructions and no way of doing it. And I was like, how do I do this? Like, what do I do? How do I create reality? And it was told to me, you don't. You're not here to create reality. I know what you're thinking, like, what? Everything you've been saying, whether it's on social media or this video or everything, is talking about creating reality. But there is a way that we have specifically come here to create reality. And it's not through actively creating reality. You don't create reality. You let reality happen and you gather the information of your reality and decide what to do next. That information might be mirroring to you a part of yourself that you need to integrate. That information might be pushing you towards learning something new. This is what growth is. This reality, especially Earth, is a school. You are here to learn. Learning is what creates expansion, your growth. You cannot grow without learning. It's impossible. Your reality is exactly for that. Everything is expanding out of you. Your entire reality is a reflection of you. The people that come into it, the experiences that are happening, is all a reflection of you based on what you have chosen you want to experience or expand on and learn as a soul. And until you learn the next lesson, your reality will not change. Certain things about it might change. Like, for example, if you break up with one partner and don't learn from it and don't grow and don't integrate, your next partner, even though it's a different person, will have very similar traits and the same situations will be created. So unless there is growth, nothing will change. You cannot change reality by going, all right, I'm going to change the creation. Your reality will change when you do. And the way that you do that is by using the feedback of reality to make that change internally. And that change is something you've learned, something you become aware of by raising your self-awareness. Learning how to raise your self-awareness is easily one of the most important things, if not the most important thing in reality. Now, when we talk about reality, it's very understandable that you will look at it and go, oh, we are all in one reality. That is not the case. You have your own reality. You are expanding and creating your own experience. When I said earlier, we are creating two realities, what I mean by that is you are creating your own reality, and each person that is creating their own reality collectively are also creating a reality that everyone is experiencing in that reality. And the collective reality currently right now is one that we are trying to change. This is why you hear about the big awakening, which again is the second coming. This is why you hear about Earth putting a call out there and everyone that has answered that calling to come and wake everyone up. Because not only are we changing our individual realities, but by changing every single individual reality, we then change the collective reality. And all of the fear-based influence things that you see out there, whether it's your newspaper, social media, the news, billboards, or whatever it is influencing most people to use their free wills to create a collective reality that is what you see in the world right now. This is why you hear everyone talking about the way you change the world is by changing yourself. Michael Jackson even said it in his song, to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make that change. Remember, this place is a school. You are here to learn. Learning doesn't mean you have to do things that you're not interested in. It really doesn't. That's just what school taught you. We actually love learning as human beings. It's how we grow. And we need to grow properly. And what I mean by that is that we need to evolve. Right now, humanity is not evolving. We're progressing in different ways, sure. But progression is not evolution. Let me tell you what I mean by that. You are the conscious awareness of your being. You are the consciousness of you. This is the same with all reality, but let's keep it even more simple and say this is the same with all living things on the planet. The lion is the conscious awareness. The cheetah is the conscious awareness. All of the insects are the conscious awareness. The birds, the fish are all the conscious awareness. It's not the brain, it's not the body. Even though it's not this or that, it's this and that, but everything is the conscious awareness. Now, you as the conscious awareness, the only way to grow and evolve is to become more aware of what you are, which is the awareness, which means to raise self-awareness. You need to become more aware of yourself. That's evolution. Because the more you become aware, the more you actually realize what you are and what's happening. The more you go internal, the more you learn how to integrate, the more you go towards everything that you are internally, you will see what you are. And the more you see what you are, you see what's actually going on. Like, oh, I'm actually creating my own reality. This is why I've been able to reach the places that I have been able to reach. But that doesn't mean you can't. It's just about learning how to become aware and integrate and making different decisions and changing and growing. And the more you do that, you will see what you are. To evolve as a conscious awareness is to become more self-aware. It's not to build skyscrapers and cars and planes and houses. Now, I'm not trying to say that building these things are bad. I'm really not. But that is not a representation of evolution. To evolve is to become more aware as the conscious awareness. This is why I teach everything that I do. This whole experience that I went on, this ayahuasca trip, actually was so validating because it even enforced my mission even more. Because what I'm teaching are the tools for you to be able to get to that place, for you to be able to evolve as a conscious awareness, to then to be able to create the life that you actually came here to experience and live, to be able to enjoy your experiences and your life. Listening to this, if you're at the place you go, right, I want to commit to doing that. I want to go forward and keep raising my awareness. I'm going to put a couple of links in the description. One of the links is a powerful exercise that you can learn right now, today, which is like a starter to learning how to raise self-awareness. It's super powerful. Check that out. That one is called Mastering Self-Awareness. If you are ready to truly make huge changes, to start manifesting your wealth and abundance from doing what you love, so you can resolve the fear of failure, your imposter syndrome, and truly connect and create a community and do what you came here to do and learn how to reshape your reality from understanding yourself, then click the link that says Mindset Mastery. You can schedule a call there and we can talk about what it is that you're looking to do and if this program is even right for what you want. After experiencing what I've experienced in this latest ayahuasca trip, I got so many downloads, so much understanding, and I've never been more committed to my mission. My mission is to teach you how to raise your awareness, how to integrate, how to wake up, how to manifest your reality, how to empower you so you can create the life that you want. And I'm going to do this in many different ways, whether it's my online content, whether it's my retreats, whether it's anything else that I create in the upcoming future. Now, there are so many more teachings and understandings that I didn't get through that I will create additional videos for as well. So if you're interested, then definitely subscribe to the channel. And if you did like this video, please click the like button because that really, really helps. I'll see you next time. Have a lovely day.